Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix, a Netflix original series.
And, like the substantial pageant faded, leave not a rack behind.
In class.
We are such stuff as dreams are made on, and her little life is rounded with sleep.
Grace gives a speech.
So, even though Prosper was a great conjurer and sorcerer, he still didn't believe in the afterlife.
Cell phones are supposed to be turned off in my classroom.
I know, but I think it's important.
More important than the Tempest.
Wearing a velvety wizard's cap and robe, Grace goes to her desk and checks her phone.
Is it happening?
I'm getting new lungs.
Oh my God.
Later, at the hospital.
Why is this taking so long?
At Grace's bedside, Mrs. Cardinal strokes her daughter's arm.
Medical reasons, I assume. I'm not a doctor, so I...
I'll go check again, honey.
An IV line runs to one of Grace's hands, which she's folded across her hospital gown.
I just want it to be over so I can stop worrying.
This is one of the best hospitals in the country. You have nothing to worry about.
Except death.
You are not going to die. You're getting rebuilt. Stronger, faster.
But what if I do? There's just so many things I feel like I haven't done.
Like what?
I don't know, like fly a helicopter, see Cannibal Corpse live. I've never even been fishing.
Mrs. Cardinal returns.
Bad news. The doctor said the new lungs didn't survive the trip. I'm so sorry, Grace. Hopefully next time it works out.
Okay, in a way, this is a good thing.
It is?
Now you have at least one more day to do all that stuff.
Jonah smiles sweetly. Grace nods. Photos and videos of the diverse group of Degrassi teens appear in blocks, then within text messages and phone apps. The title appears on a social media page next to a photo of all the teens together. Degrassi, next class. The quote below reads, "I know I can make it through." Words appear, hashtag roll up to the club like. Written by Matt Huther, directed by Samir Rahim. Winston, Goldie, and Rasha enter the science classroom.
So for prom desserts, I heard that from Bakerberg, and they want to send us a profiterole tree to try out.
Ooh, I love profiteroles.
But I also heard back from Palette Park, that molecular gastronomy place, and they want to have us in for a 5-course dessert tasting tonight.
Shut up.
I know, I feel like the belle of the ball. So should I tell them we'll come?
You and me?
Grinning, he shrugs.
I can't.
Rasha glances at them.
Oh. I'll go and report back.
Winston heads to his seat and Goldie to hers beside Rasha.
Why did you say no? I can't go out with Winston. It's not like it's a date. It's student council business.
It's still haram. We'd be alone.
Not if Zoe and I come. Why not? You like him.
Exactly, and I shouldn't be putting myself in that situation unless I intend to marry him.
And it's impossible you would ever consider marrying him?
Goldie glances at Winston behind them.
Well, I guess not impossible. And it's for the sake of prom.
Rasha playfully nods.
Hey, Winston! On second thought, I can come. Can you make it for 4?
Yeah, for you, anything.
Goldie swivels her seat back toward the front. A huge grin adorns her face. Meanwhile, Maya walks the hallways wearing headphones and staring at her cell. Tristan bumps her from behind. She turns around.
Phoebe.
I wasn't going that slow.
Your sister told me that you got into SoCalArt.
Yeah.
So, have you got your ticket to Cali?
I can't make music anymore. I pick up a guitar and nothing.
You're just... It's just rusty.
Politely smiling, she goes to her locker, where Baz and Yael loiter.
Can I help you?
Yeah, we're hoping, actually. We're looking for a new theme song for our vlog channel, and BJ said that you're super talented, so...
I'm not sure I'm up for it.
I told you she was still too mentally fragile.
She'll do it.
Maya glares.
Great, I'll send you the details.
Yael signals to Baz, and they walk away. Maya turns to Tristan.
I mean, I don't know, Tris.
Seize the day.
In another class, Grace and Jonah sit with Zig and Esme.
Well, Grace narrowly avoided surgery, but, you know, new lungs could come any day. So if you guys only had one day left to live, what would you do?
Easy. Spend it with Zig.
Ah, me too. But also climb Mount Everest.
There it is.
What, you don't want to literally be on top of the world?
You don't feel that way already when you're with me?
Zig picks up a paper.
Let's just look at this thing. play Massey Hall, go fishing, have a pillow fight. Meet a platypus. Weird.
A platypus has bird, reptile, and mammal DNA. It's basically an alien. You don't want to meet one.
I keep telling her to think bigger, like Go to Seattle and see Kurt Cobain's memorial or something.
And I keep telling him I can't travel anywhere too far in case my lungs come in, so no West Coast. And no Everest either with my crappy lungs. Can't do anything too aerobic.
There go all my suggestions.
We get it. You guys do it.
And you two don't.
Grace's eyes split uncomfortably.
You haven't done it? I highly suggest you have someone give you an orgasm before you die.
A teacher stares.
And one of the main causes for World War I is the Anglo-German naval race. Get that down.
The teacher walks away.
You'll thank me in heaven.
Grace adds orgasm to the page of her bucket list items. Jonah grabs it.
What are you doing?
Well, you don't want to waste any more time, right? We're doing one of these things tonight.
He snaps a picture of the list with his cell. Grace nervously smiles and folds the list. Later, Zoe, Rasha, Goldie, and Winston sit at a dining table below a canopy of brick archways. Oh. Waiters bring them cups that swirl with mist.
Is that ice cream?
Yeah, cool party trick, huh? Best part, I checked. It's all halal.
That is adorable.
Stop. So we could really have this at prom?
Oh, yeah. They'll set up a serving station. We can have them dress as witches and serve from a cauldron just to match the fairy tale theme.
We have to book these guys.
I don't know. It's kind of weird.
I think it's wonderful.
Goldie and Winston share a smile.
Grace needs some emergency advice. You guys can have the rest of our... this.
Goldie turns to Rasha.
I'm sure you can come with us.
With pursed lips, Goldie glances at Winston.
You know what? I think I'm gonna stay.
Are you sure?
It's no big deal. I'll just meet up with you before we head home, and it'd be a shame to let all this pink foam go to waste.
With a smirk, Rasha leaves. Goldie turns back to Winston.
This is pretty cool.
Right?
But I don't know how to eat this.
You gotta pop the bubbles. Oh!
She blows on it.
Or do that. You could do that.
We're young, we're fun, you could call us effusive. We talk about it all, we're all inclusive.
Now in the Hollingsworth living room, Maya auditions her song for Yael, Hunter, VJ, Lola, and Baz.
So was it perfect? Or was it too perfect?
It was a perfect first attempt.
Okay, what are you guys looking for instead?
I think it needs to be more serious.
And, like, lighter. You want it more serious and also lighter?
Yes, and with a more professional tone.
And kind of improvisational.
Great suggestions. Do you have anything else?
It has to be broad enough to speak to everyone. We are all-inclusive after all.
But it should be specific enough to brand our channel. We want something that when our fans hear it, it will make them say, oh, look, it's all-inclusive.
Meanwhile, at the dot.
I think Jonah is coming to have sex with me.
Why would you think that?
We have this list. He said we're doing one of these things tonight.
Oh.
Grace hands the list to Zoe.
So unless he's getting a platypus... Do you want to?
I don't know. I mean, I shouldn't die before, you know, right?
In horror films, the only people to live are the virgins.
Helpful. Do you think he feels pressured?
Well, have you ever done anything?
Some stuff, I guess.
I think the idea is with someone you love, it's mind-blowing.
So long as you don't forget the consequences that can happen to heteros such as yourself.
Oh, no.
She holds a condom.
Wow, you're really thinking about this.
I'm not opposed to it, in theory.
Seeing Jonah, she hides it.
That won't be a theory for long.
He approaches with fishing rods and a pail.
Ready to cross something off your bucket list?
I think you took the bucket part too literally.
No. We're going fishing.
The three of them look at Grace, who awkwardly smiles. Back at the restaurant...
I love that episode with, who is it, Phil Collins.
Oh, the breakup. Yeah, that was great, but my favorite is Act 5.
The one where they did Hamlet.
In prison, yeah.
I can't believe you listened to This American Life. No one at school does. It makes me feel kind of old.
Just a couple of old souls.
They gaze at one another a moment. Goldie shyly looks away, grabbing a candy-coated strawberry from a plate on the table. Mm. She takes a bite, then raises her hands to her mouth.
What's happening?
Oh, it's covered in pop rocks. I thought you knew.
I thought I was being electrocuted. I don't know why I'm so nervous.
You're nervous?
Yeah, it's kind of my first time being alone with a boy. One who's not my brother or cousins.
Oh, well, we can go if you want.
But it's so nice.
Nervously, she touches his fingers. He rotates his palm, softly taking hold of her hand.
Is this allowed?
Well, technically, I probably shouldn't even be out with you in the first place. Unless I intend to marry you. I'm not proposing or anything, but I wouldn't rule it out.
I like you too, Goldie.
They study each other's faces. Goldie checks her cell.
Oh, it's my parents. Asking if we need a ride home. Do you think they know?
Maybe they're just being nice.
Rasha's not here. What do I do?
Okay. Tell them you've got a ride. We'll call an Uber, meet up with Rasha, and get you home.
Goldie nods and sends a text to her dad while Winston consults his phone.
There's no Ubers, no cabs.
That's impossible.
She scans her phone and clicks a public transit alert.
There was a terrorist attack in a subway in Brussels, so they shut down the subway here to be safe.
Why would they do that?
It says they have a credible threat. It seems a little much. It happened all the way across the ocean.
I know a shortcut. If we walk fast, we can get home on time. Come on.
Now in a hospital room.
More serious, but less serious. More polished, but improvisational. I know. They don't even know what they want. How do they expect me to?
Look.
Tristan draws Maya's attention to a news report on a television set.
35 dead and as many as 40 wounded.
35 dead.
Her eyes dart to the bed.
Are you okay?
Where's the remote? The remote.
He switches off the TV. Maya breathes deeply.
When I was at my worst, I was staying up all night watching photos and videos like that.
It's okay. It's off now.
It's not okay. I'm not okay. I keep getting triggered by everything. The TV, trying to write this music.
Put it all aside for a second. Help me with something.
He pulls a sheet off an electronic drum set beside the bed.
It's part of my rehab.
Later, at a stream by the foot of an embankment, Grace struggles with a fishing rod. Jonah notices.
Okay.
He goes to her.
So you just kind of have to release it at the right time. So just like that. Yeah.
He helps her cast the line. She offers a quick smile, then stares out at the water. He eyes her.
Okay, are you not enjoying this? You haven't even got to the best part yet.
Which is?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Yep. You see, the beauty of fishing is that mostly nothing happens, so there's plenty of time to talk.
And what did you want to talk about?
He grabs his pole and casts into the stream.
About another item on your list. Look, I know why it's on there, but you shouldn't want that.
Because it makes me a slut?
No, you shouldn't want that with me. I'm messed up, Grace.
Yeah, you're a horrible guy.
She rolls her eyes. He puts his pole down.
Okay, have you ever wondered why I'm straight edge?
I already know about the drugs.
Back when I was getting high and messing around with whoever, I got someone pregnant.
Who?
Doesn't matter. She was 14, and I wasn't very nice to her, and I don't want to blame the drugs. Her family didn't want me to see the kid.
So you never met her? Her? Him?
Her. No, and I can't. But it did make me get myself clean. So I just want to talk about that before we talked about sex.
Good talk.
Grace sighs. Meanwhile, Goldie and Winston walk along a street past stores and other pedestrians.
My parents are gonna be so mad. But then how can I be mad when so many people got hurt? Stupid terrorists!
You'll get there in time.
Yeah, maybe if one of the Lord of the Rings birds comes, picks us up to take us there.
Hey, good call. You know, I got Gandalf on speed dial. Just one second. You'll be home soon. Seriously, this route shaves like 15 minutes.
Hey!
They stop.
There's one of them now.
Just ignore them.
Are you on their side?
What? Who?
The guys who blew up Brussels.
Of course not.
Then take that thing off.
We're just trying to get home.
So were all those people in Belgium.
Those men are murderers, not Muslims.
Doesn't your book say it's okay to kill?
Maybe you should just take it off.
The Quran doesn't say anything like that.
You want to get home, right?
Listen to your boyfriend. He's not my boyfriend.
Then he won't mind if I help you out.
The man yanks off her hijab. Winston intervenes, but is shoved aside.
You're animals!
Goldie runs away. Back in his hospital room, Tristan plays the drum set. Maya cringes.
Okay. Stop. Here.
She takes a drumstick.
Your grip is all wrong. You want to create a fulcrum like this. That way you'll get to the beats quicker and
you use way less energy.
She hands it back. He tries again.
Oh, yeah, that's better.
Yeah.
Maya takes her guitar out of its case and puts the strap over her neck.
He's a drummer man in a rock and roll band. For a few months, he peed into a bedpan.
He grins.
See, you can still do it.
Yeah, you tricked me. Size doesn't count. It's just for fun.
Well, it used to all be fun for you.
Maya's face falls.
I get it. You feel like you failed with that first song, but if I gave up after every time I failed, I wouldn't even be walking. Just try it one more time. Just focus on keeping it fun. I'll help.
She gazes up at her friend as they play, and a smile creeps its way onto her face. Back at the stream, Grace and Jonah continue to fish.
Is this just a creative way of saying you never want to sleep with me?
No.
I mean, I've heard excuses before, but this is pretty elaborate.
Grace, it's the opposite. Okay, after that, I completely shut myself off. But I'm open to thinking about it again with you.
You are?
Yes. But I told myself that I wouldn't do it with somebody that I didn't know really, really well. So I figured maybe we could share a few things. I'll go first. I once shoplifted a Snickers bar.
Rebel.
Yeah.
I've got a birthmark on my butt. It's kind of shaped like an elephant.
Hot. I wet the bed till I was 9. I don't anymore.
God, this is worse than getting naked with someone.
Just as exciting, though.
They smirk. A bite pulls on Grace's line.
Whoa. Whoa, you got one. Okay, come on.
He helps her pull her catch from the water. The line breaks.
Damn. I lost it.
Gazing into her eyes, Jonah brushes a strand of Grace's blue-streaked hair from her face and caresses her cheek. He leans in and they kiss.
Every time you open your eyes.
Now, Goldie enters her house and removes her hijab.
Honey?
She hangs it by the door.
What's wrong?
Walking into the living room toward a salt and pepper-haired man, she crumbles.
They attacked me!
He holds her.
Who did?
I don't know. I was just on the way home and I just ran.
How did that even happen? I thought you had a ride.
I lied to you. I was out with a boy and I wasn't with Russia. And it's all my fault. I'm so sorry.
We can talk about that later.
They cling tightly to one another.
But this wasn't your fault, sweetie. I'm gonna call the police. Make sure this doesn't happen to anyone else.
We can go back in time and just stay home tonight.
It's okay.
A tear streams down Goldie's cheek as her father comforts her. Elsewhere, a TV shows footage of rescue workers digging through rubble. Zoe lies atop pillows and a shaggy fuchsia blanket on a bed, watching. Grace enters.
Sorry, I know I've got my own room, but you've got the big TV. Did you hear about this? Death toll is up to 50.
Cut it on the way home. We must have been out of range.
Wait, you're fishing till now?
Yeah, fishing.
Zoe hops off the bed and sits beside Grace in a chair by the TV.
You didn't.
No, but we talked a lot.
You ready to put that condom to use?
Actually, I think we might save it for prom night.
What? That is the most basic thing I've ever heard you say.
We're not gonna rush it or anything just because of my lungs, but we both realize we've been putting off living in a lot of ways.
But not anymore.
No. So I guess it's time for us to start enjoying things that you normals do, like this.
She swings a pillow at Zoe. Zoe whacks her back.
Hey, do you think you're cool now or something?
Hey.
They pillow fight. Meanwhile, at the Hollingsworth house, the all-inclusive gang watch the news from the living room couch.
And those assault rifles?
SIGs, I think.
Okay, but why do you guys know so much about guns?
Video games.
Hey, Miles, let me in. You guys ready to hear your theme song? I think with everything going on, maybe tonight's not the best time.
Maya stares blankly at the news.
Or it's exactly the right time. Trust.
She turns off the TV.
Okay, let's hear it.
After you play it.
I'm not remotely musical.
Oh, come on. Everybody's musical. Watch.
She hands them each an instrument.
Okay.
She takes a tambourine for herself and stands in front of the group with a grin. Hunter and Lola also hold tambourines. Baz has a triangle. Vijay's got maracas and Yael a cabasa. Maya shakes her tambourine. One by one, the others join her.
We're elusive and conducive, unobtrusive, all inclusive. We're elusive and conducive, unobtrusive, all inclusive.
I think I found my calling.
That was so cool.
Yeah, it'll be even cooler when you guys do the singing and around. Do you want to try that now?
I've heard enough. Let's just shoot it. Let's grab the lights.
Okay.
The teens get up and head to another room. Maya hangs back and smiles at Yael.
Thanks. I really needed that.
Yeah, me too.
Yael touches Maya's arm gently, then joins the others. Maya grins. Later that night, at a table inside Goldie's house, Rasha sits down beside Goldie, who stares at her phone.
It helps if you turn it on.
I know, I just don't know what to do.
You press the little button.
Are you okay?
I'm just a little shaky. Probably won't be going on any long walks anytime soon, but I will be.
Still, I don't know what to do about Winston, though. He keeps texting.
You let him know you're okay, right?
Yeah, and I told him we weren't the only ones attacked. The cops told my dad that there were a couple other incidents.
It wasn't his fault.
He sort of sided with them. At least it felt like he did. I guess I don't really know him that well.
You can still get to know him.
With everything going on in the world, I think there's more important things.
An incoming call from Winston appears on her cell. Goldie puts on her hijab, and Rasha gives her some privacy. Goldie picks up the phone.
I know I said this 100 times, but I am so sorry. I should have fought those guys for you.
No, you shouldn't have. That would have been foolish.
They video chat.
But so is us, hanging out. I think we should stop.
But we're still gonna plan prom together, right?
No, I'm resigning. I'm gonna spend my time creating a Muslim Students Association.
You can't do both.
You're sweet, Winston. But right now, I need to make sure that none of our Muslim students feel alone.
He gives a somber nod. Goldie sullenly puts her phone away. Cut to black. The stories and events portrayed are fictitious, and no reference is intended to any actual person. The name and mark Degrassi and associated names and marks are trademarks and registered trademarks of Epitome Pictures Incorporated, used under license. Copyright 2017 DHX Degrassi Productions XVI Incorporated. All rights reserved. Over white, black letters surrounded with blue read, DHX Media. DHX Media is a registered trademark of DHX Media Limited. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.